Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Wellness Radio. I'm here to inform you how to have pain-free days and a healthy lifestyle. Cool Wellness Radio. I specialize in fitness and physical therapy. We'll tell you all our secrets.
Wednesday, we are Core Wellness Radio, optimizing your body's potential from the core. We are excited to bring you an extended version, a part two of a topic that we know has a lot of you have enjoyed, and we're really looking forward to having this conversation. It's about painful intercourse after childbirth. Last show, we talked about, sexual health post-baby, really specific to pain when it comes to sex. And we really focused on sort of the whys, who this affects, how you know if there is an issue. And so today we really wanted to talk more about, okay, so you've identified that there is a problem. Now, what can you do? And, who's there to help? So there are a lot of different kinds of therapy. We're going to get into that, for various kinds of issues. We're going to talk about time frame. We're going to talk about partner involvement. Joining us again, as always, we have Core Wellness' Dr. E. We've also brought back the ladies from Sexual Health Consultants. The first is Dr. Melanie Majoras. She's board certified in internal medicine with a concentration in women's health, and she is a practicing gynecologist. We also have Ms. Jenna Benunez Ulrich, who is a board certified nurse practitioner. And she's got extensive training in midwifery and gynecology, and both ladies are sexual medicine experts, and they also have their own sex therapy practice in Arlington, which is great. And so we really want to welcome everyone back to the show and just thank you for joining us. Dr. E, I just want to quickly start with you, and I just kind of want to recap about why we're doing this and why we're having a part two in general, and why are we talking about this? Why was this important to you to foster the connections with these ladies in particular?
Yeah. So, Core Wellness is fortunate enough to have a tremendous amount of pre- and postnatal patients regularly in our practice. It could be because Delray, the neighborhood that we're in, is just always going through a baby boom, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
People are mm-hmm. pregnant, just had a baby. It's just part of the neighborhood appeal. And that being said, we've had enough patients come through the practice that even some of the physical therapy applications of things that they should be considering doing for themselves to ensure full recovery after pregnancy, these are things that they're not privy to. They're discussions that they might not be having with friends, family, certainly not with their medical practitioners, or not getting answers that are really serving them as well as they could. So when I was fortunate enough to connect with these two ladies from Sexual Health Consultants, it opened up yet another area of discussion where women's health, it needs to expand in this direction. So women are experiencing painful intercourse. They are having ongoing pelvic floor issues that just, they need to know that it's a safe place to have the dialogue, to receive treatment, mm-hmm. and that their body really can recover far better than they expect it to.
Yes, and it really does provide, a safe place to talk about these kinds of things. This is a very personal issue for people, and so they may be hesitant to talk about it. Dr. Majoras, I'm going to start with you. So let's say that someone maybe a patient either in your gynecology practice or at your therapist's office comes in and tells you she's experiencing pain during sex. Maybe she has just had a baby either recently or in the not too distant future. What can she expect by by telling you this? What are the first steps that she can expect?
Well, thank you, Erin. Thank you so much also for having us on today. It's very exciting to be able to spread the word that sexual health is important, and it's important before, during, and after childbirth. Regarding a patient who comes in and talks to me about her pain that she's having with sex after childbirth, I would really dive into that to identify when it started, how long it's been going on, and whether she's feeling pain and it goes away so that she can continue the sex experience, or whether she's having pain and that interferes so much that she has to stop. And I also try to get a gauge of where her desire is, because a lot of times women will go through phases, especially with lactation and other hormonal changes after pregnancy, where their desire for sex is less. And if their desire for sex is less and their time is less, then they often are rushed during the sexual experience, and that can lead to increased dryness and discomfort. So when a patient comes to me with these complaints or concerns, I certainly evaluate them to a very thorough degree in addition to the physical exam. Sometimes that doesn't happen, though, so it is important to find a provider who, a gynecological provider who is very comfortable discussing sex and sexual health. And gynecologists are usually good at, you know, in that initially, but sometimes they don't always go as deep as they could because of just rushed schedules and those types of pressures. But talking to the gynecologist or your childbirth provider, such as the midwife or nurse practitioner who you're seeing in follow-up, those are the first place to start, because without that sort of exam and evaluation, you're not going to necessarily have a complete picture.
So is there any right person to start with? I mean, you mentioned gynecologists, maybe the OB. Ms. Benyunez, you know, do you recommend that women take this first to, you know, to their obstetrician, or you know, is it just kind of whoever you're most comfortable with? If you have, you know, a great relationship with, okay, your midwife or your physical therapist, or, you know, can you start with them, or does it make sense to just start with your gynecologist?
It really depends on the patient. I do agree that most patients are going to start where you delivered your baby. You know, most patients receive gynecological care, pregnancy care, and postpartum care with one practice. So there really isn't a need to extend that reach. That being said, though, like Dr. Majoros had mentioned, there are quite a few gynecologists, obstetricians, midwives, nurse practitioners, anyone in that realm. They either don't have time or they don't know anything beyond the basics of, okay, you know, her bottom's healing well, or, okay, you know, her uterus is back in place after her C-section. So if you're a patient and you're seeing your provider, and for whatever reason you either feel dismissed, or, you know, maybe they say, oh, you're fine and you're normal, but you're still having pain, that would be an opportunity to seek out a second opinion. And definitely with a physical therapist, they would be a great person to evaluate, especially the pelvic floor, if that might be where it's coming from, or finding a sexual health expert or somebody who specializes in pelvic pain.
And would you, Ms. Benyunez, and I'll actually ask this to Ms. Benyunez and Dr. Majoros, would you say, and we'll start with Ms. Benyunez, you know, is there a difference between pain, you know, 2 months, or maybe it depends on the person, but 2 months post-baby or 2 years post-baby? I mean, does the time frame matter, or are we possibly looking at the same thing?
Time frame is a huge difference. So, you know, especially if you're 2 months postpartum, some discomfort might be normal, especially if you're still breastfeeding, if you had a significant laceration, if you've developed adhesions from your C-section. But 2 years out, that's a very long time to be having pain. So if you consistently keep approaching your obstetrician or your gynecological provider, and you keep mentioning, you know, your 2 months or your 6 week postpartum, I have pain. And then you see them again in 6 months and you still say, I still have pain. And then you see them again in the next year and you still have pain and you're not getting the answers that you need, that's a great time to get a second opinion.
Okay. I'm wondering, Dr. Majoris, if we can talk a little bit about the various kinds of pain. Last time we mentioned, there's the internal versus the external, and we want to be clear that, regardless of, what you're feeling, that various therapies can help, but you'll do different things, based on the internal versus the external. So I'm hoping you can kind of go over the two and just kind of shed some more light on that for our listeners.
Absolutely. So the internal pain is going to be when the patient experiences pain sort of with deep penetration. And so initially when they start to have sexual experiences and foreplay and those types of activities, she's not experiencing pain. But once she gets into the sexual act and the penetration and intercourse, that's when she has pain and it feels like it's on the inside, feels like he's hitting something or something to that effect. And that is more often sort of the area around the outside of the vagina is tender. Somewhere there is tender. And that can be a little bit harder to pinpoint, whether it's from dryness, as Ms. Benyunas mentioned with breastfeeding, or if it's from a healing laceration that healed a little bit irregularly. So those two are one of the first things, those two differentiations are one of the first things I do when I evaluate somebody for pain with intercourse. Internally, that pain can often be from scarring from a C-section. It can also be from sort of a prolapse situation where some of the organs are sort of falling down based on gravity. And it also can be from a muscle spasm, like from deep in the pelvic floor, and that's often related to some back pain and some pelvic rotation. And then external pain can be from, as I mentioned, a laceration that's healed irregularly. There can be some tenderness on that scar tissue right there at the opening of the vagina. There can also be external pain related to sort of where the woman's emotional status is. If she's really not interested in having sex, then she may involuntarily spasm her muscles, and that could contribute a lot to the discomfort and the pain at that location, but that's pretty specific. And then the hormones, of course, if she's in the near postpartum time frame with the breastfeeding, and she's not even getting her periods yet, that can lead to dryness and tearing with the intercourse act. So we evaluate for those, and then for each of those, we identify what's the best course of action. For internal, sometimes we evaluate with an ultrasound. Sometimes we send, depending on her exam, we often send to physical therapy for sort of working on the scar tissue of this C-section or any other scar tissue that she may have, because that's an abdominal type of abdominal and pelvic work that the physical therapists are well-versed with. And then external pain, it depends on exactly if there's a specific area or if it's general. If it's hormonal, we can give her lubricants. We can offer some very mild hormonal creams. There's a lot that we can do, but she should not have to continue with this pain with intercourse. There's a lot we can do, and we will need to bring it up to somebody who knows that, this shouldn't be how life is, right? Sex should not be painful.
Is it possible to have both? I mean, is it usually an either or could you have both kinds of pain?
You can have both. You can have both, but usually one type is more noticeable than the other.
Okay. Dr. E, I'm going to pull you into this. Would you say in your physical therapy practice that you're mostly seeing women with internal causes of pain?
It really depends. I think one of the key things to highlight here is that during an examination, someone can come in complaining of back pain, for example, and after we've done their exam, which, a standard exam is always going to be all external, we're gonna probably ask questions and see some red flags pop up in various findings that would suggest that maybe an intrapelvic exam is appropriate. So people can come in, like you were asking the question, is it possible to have both? Absolutely. We really want to investigate all of the potential structures involved. So It could be an injury that was sustained years ago. It could be solely related to pregnancy and childbirth. You know, there are so many different combinations of why people come in and why they have symptoms and dysfunction in their body. We want to rule out all the possibilities so that we can hone in on the root issue. So that oftentimes entails doing a comprehensive musculoskeletal exam, a pelvic exam where, like we mentioned before, we might be looking at scar tissue, adhesion formation, muscles that are guarding, trying to get them to calm down and stop always going into a spasm-type pattern. It could be positioning issues, muscles that are too tight, or prolapse issues. There really are just so many different things to look at. What else? You know, even the abdominal work, visceral things. You know, we can, in some instances, need to mobilize someone's uterus, which we can do through the abdominal wall, which is very tolerable. I think whenever we're talking about doing manual work in someone's pelvis, it gets a little unnerving. People are really unsure of what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of it is intravaginal, some of it is through the tummy. We certainly want to make it as comfortable for the patient as possible, but with the most effective application of modality as well.
One thing to also remember, because I get a lot of patients who come back from Core Wellness and they are just amazed, you know, we've been talking a lot about internal versus external pain and C-section and vaginal lacerations. There are some women who have a perfectly normal vaginal delivery. They have no lacerations. They have, you know, no traumatic incident to that tissue, but because of hormones during pregnancy and because of the way that their posture and their body changes, that creates a lot of tension and issues in the pelvic floor and in the back. So if you're also having pain postpartum, don't think that, you know, oh, well, I didn't have a laceration, I don't need to get anything checked out. And that would be a perfect patient to go to a physical therapist like Core Wellness, who understands that it might not even need you know, vaginal work. You can obtain a lot of those things by fixing posture and, you know, realigning people in their back and their spine.
That's a great point.
That's absolutely right. Well, and,
yeah,
and part of that, too, is
important.
The postural stuff. I mean, who doesn't need postural stuff? Men and women alike,
right.
Everybody needs that postural retraining. And sometimes it's that easy. And the domino effect of putting more attention on something so basic can have leaps and bounds of benefits.
Ms. Benitez, would you say that the kinds of therapy, when we look at therapy, you know, universally, do they kind of apply to anyone who's experiencing these issues? So, you know, if we're talking about counseling, which I think, you know, we'll get into in a minute, you know, if we're talking about physical therapy or exercises we could do at home or lubricants or that sort of thing, you know, does it really depend on, as it often is the case with therapy, you know, what the individual is experiencing? You know, for internal, does some things work better? You know, for external, might it be, you know, another course of action? Or you know, does it really just kind of depend on the individual and what they're feeling?
Typically, you're going to have certain things that are going to work best for external pain. So, and again,
okay.
I'm trying to figure out what's the root of the problem? Where is this pain stemming from? So if it's more of an external pain, that's usually going to be doing, and again, this is speaking more to postpartum patients, but this is going to be doing either vaginal estrogens, if you're breastfeeding especially, and even if you're not, just the vagina takes time to recoup that estrogen to help with moisture. If you're somebody who is not interested in hormones for whatever reason, there was a study out that was done by the Replenz company, and I don't work for them, I'm not getting a cut, but there is research that shows that the brand Replenz works just as well as estrogen in the vagina. It just takes a little bit longer. And then sometimes, you know, just slow, methodical, conscious intercourse to help slowly stretch that tissue. And then if it's more of an internal pain, then it would usually be more of a physical therapy or modifications in certain positions with intercourse. There are things that people can always try to do at home. You know, some people recommend Kegels. The only thing with my patients is I want to really ensure that they're doing them properly. So making sure that you have your OBGYN or your provider or your physical therapist, make sure that you are tightening the correct muscles and not not just tightening your butt cheeks, because we see mm-hmm. that a lot. So there's definitely different modalities for different types, but there are things you can certainly try at home.
You know, when we talk about therapy, and I know that you ladies have a therapy practice, you know, I want to get into the role of that and also the role that the partner plays as well. Dr. Majoras, what can counseling do for a couple who's experiencing something like this? And, you know, if you're going to go in and get some counseling for this issue, you know, does it work better if you're on your own? Does it work better if your partner comes? I mean, some partners aren't into it. You know, what is the best way to start on that path?
Well, for many patients with pelvic pain after delivery of their child, counseling will be a good choice, a good therapy option mm-hmm. for them to recover back to their pre-pregnancy function. There is a subset of patients who have pelvic pain, and they do fine with the treatment of the pelvic pain, either with physical therapy or with medications, and they can resume their previous function of sexual activity without counseling. So it's not that every patient who has pelvic pain needs counseling, but the ones who do are the ones that are struggling to resolve this pelvic pain. It's oftentimes been there a long time. It's not a simple fix because it might be multifactorial, and the partner has been affected already at some point. So the partner may have feelings about being rejected. The partner may have feelings about hurting his or her partner. When there's partner emotions involved going back and forth, and then sometimes a woman will choose to have intercourse that's painful out of guilt, and that's a really challenging point to consider and to try to reverse that sort of motivation, because nobody in a consensual sexual relationship really wants the other person to be in pain, and nobody really wants the other person to give them pity sex. So those types of situations are great for therapy, regardless of the source of the pain, just to sort of, and we do like to see the couple together. That's the best way to evaluate it. We get to do a lot of education about the condition. We get to do a lot of discussion about what the condition means to each partner, and also start the recovery process, oftentimes coinciding with the therapy for pelvic floor physical therapy, or any other medications or treatments that we're doing. It can be used at the same time. The counseling can be at exactly the same time as we're using the other therapies and treatments to really get the patient back to her baseline.
And most of the units are going to be seeing. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please continue.
I was going to say most of the patients that we see in sexual counseling are going to be monitored and followed by a physical therapist and or, you know, their obstetrical provider. So it really is a collaborative team effort. You know, that being said, having the partner there can also be helpful, because even if you don't have pain, your life changes significantly when you have a baby, and that also includes your sex life. So sometimes just being able to help with communication about sex will then also help with, if you can have sensitive discussions about such an intimate topic, you know, being able to communicate with your partner, hey, when the baby's sleeping, please don't start the dishwasher, because then the kid's going to wake up. So it really does help to have the partner there. That being said, even if they can't be there, there's still a lot of work that we can do with the woman about, you know, realizing where this pain is coming from, give her tips and tricks to do to work with her partner, and also just really get her to figure out what is not just physically going on, but what also emotionally could be going on as well.
When you know, and I wanted to ask you, so when they do come to see you, you know, what can they expect from their first visit? What would a first session with you all look like? I know Elizabeth does, you know, a full evaluation, just trying to sort of piece different things together about, you know, more than just the physical therapy, about sort of what's going on. It sounds like you all have a similar process if we're talking about baby and lifestyle. You know, what can couples expect when they first come to see you?
Good question. So, you know, very similar to physical therapy, a lot of people have preconceived ideas of what it's going to be like mm-hmm. or that it might be physically painful. With us, they're afraid it might be emotionally painful or that they might feel embarrassed. You know, that's one of the beauties of our practice sexual health consultants is that Dr. Majoros and I are not only trained to do sexuality counseling, which is a very intimate and sensitive topic, but we also have a very thorough clinical knowledge of what's actually going on. So what we usually do with that first visit is an extensive intake. We discuss, when did this problem start? Tell me about physically what's been going on, and then we delve a little bit more into mentally what's going on. The great thing about sex therapy is it's cognitive behavioral therapy for the most part. So what that means is it's short term. It's what's the problem? What is the solution going to be? We give you homework assignments to do at home to really to root those good behaviors that we want to achieve with you and with your partner. And then we reevaluate at the next visit and see how did we do? Where do we need to go? This isn't a type of therapy where we're going to keep you there forever. It's also not one where I'm going to lay you on the couch and ask you to tell me about your mother and your father and your brother. We might talk about that for a few seconds, but this is not, we're not trying to dredge up the past. It's what's the problem now? What's the solution? And how are we going to fix it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know, with a few minutes that we have left, I just want to talk about the road to recovery. Dr. Majoros, is there a time frame that people can expect? Does it depend on the couple? You know, should people expect within a certain window of time things will be resolved, or is there really no good answer for that?
It's a great question, but there's no great answer for that.
Yeah.
It depends on what's going on with the woman's body. It depends on what's going on with the woman's emotions, and it depends on what's going on with the woman's partner. So
mm-hmm.
there's no great answer, and most importantly, there's no average answer, because a particular woman or couple may take longer to resolve than another particular woman or partner with the same clinical issue. It's important, though, to follow up with your female health provider, gynecologist, midwife, or nurse practitioner to make sure if you're still having pain that you're being evaluated regularly.
And Dr. is it also takes just a little bit of time. You know, if you notice small improvements,
right. That
you just want to keep going. Don't get discouraged because you're not going to usually solve this in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I was actually going to say, you know, signs that things are improving. You know, what are those? You know, little by little, Ms. Vinunez, what are some signs that things are getting better?
Yeah, obviously, decreased pain, being more comfortable with your partner, being able to be open and honest and have those crucial conversations about what's going on. You know, it sounds cliche, but it's baby steps a lot of the time. But, you know, this isn't something to expect to fix quickly, but, you know, like Dr. Majoros said, every couple's different.
Well, this has been wonderful. Dr. E, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to weigh in on any of this. We have a couple of minutes left. You know, as always, your input is great. Anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, something that's really standing out for me about this conversation is how important it is to reinforce the value of a team-based approach to something like this. I think when we don't talk about something that's bothering us, whether it's physical health, emotional health, psychological health, it can be very isolating. And so to really take a comprehensive approach with a variety of different practitioners is so valuable to a really thorough recovery that it's the way to do it. So I encourage people to just ask for help, and even if that means asking for help to include other varieties of specialists in the road to recovery.
So it really is a team effort. It really is the practitioners, including your partner, a lot of you know, just important members, team effort in this. And I just want to thank you all for joining us, Dr. E, Dr. Majoros, Ms. Vinunez. It's been fabulous to have you. You know, if you want to check out the ladies at Sexual Health Consultants, please do. They're fabulous. They're at sexualhealthconsultants.com. They have a practice in Arlington. Core Wellness, you know, check us out online, alexandriasphysicaltherapist.com. You can certainly give us a call at the clinic, 571-403-2673. We're on Twitter, at the Del Rey PT, and, you know, we're also on Facebook under Core Wellness and Physical Therapy. Thank you all so much. This has been a great topic, and we hope everyone is well.